You're listening to the Primetime Roundup podcast. And now here's your host, Walker.
Hello, hello. It is episode 53. It is the Primetime Roundup podcast. Welcome back. I am your host, Walker, joined by TV fan, expert, enthusiast, and the man that always has batteries in his smoke detector. It's Rick Hammond, also known as the Moose. What's going on, man?
I don't get it.
You didn't watch This Is Us?
I did.
You didn't see the very last line of the episode this week when Rebecca says to Jack, "Did we forget something?" And they were supposed to have gotten
batteries. I thought they left Randall at the mall. It was a smoke detector? No, I thought they were going to pan to Randall standing at the mall because they didn't show how he got home.
No, they didn't leave Randall at the mall. Come on, man. What kind of parent would leave their child at the mall? No, she says to Jack, "Did we forget something at the mall?" And he's like, "Oh, I don't know." Well, remember earlier in the episode, they were talking about picking up batteries for the smoke detector. And then the camera pans to the smoke detector. And
wow.
Yeah, and if you remember from about five episodes ago, we know that Jack died in a fire. So
right,
we're getting close.
I guess I shouldn't have watched that while I was falling asleep. I didn't get any of that. Yeah, sorry.
We'll get into a couple of things on this episode. We'll talk about The Handmaid's Tale. We'll talk about the NFL playoffs, Saturday Night Live. But regarding this week's episode of This Is Us, it looks like we're super close now to finding out what happened to Jack. After last week, I made a big joke about we're never going to find out. We've got some clues now. We know there's a fire. We know there's no batteries in the smoke detector. We know that the children in the flashbacks here were of the correct age to where that would have happened, because they were all supposed to be 17 when he died. So is this going to happen maybe this season?
Who knows? I thought we were there at the beginning of the season with the fire, and then they just went away from it completely.
I'll tell you what I like about that, though, because I remember last time we talked about this, we speculated, because you remember back then Jack was still drinking, and we had talked about maybe in a very like Manchester by the Sea way, like maybe he got drunk and burned the house down or something, and
right.
How that would not be a fitting end for that character. At least now it looks like it's more of an accident. I mean, he's sober now, so he may even like die like trying to heroically save someone. That would be the better way to go, right?
Yeah, and we had the whole thing with Kate where she said she killed him.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, like she said she was responsible or she
right,
did
and then they went through the whole storyline where she sent him after her mother, so we thought it was going to happen then, but of course it didn't, so
maybe he go, and I'm wildly speculating now, maybe he's trying to save Kate from the fire, or
you know, God forbid she starts the fire somehow.
That's a good one, too. My wife was like, you know, I don't like the way they did that because, you know, now they've made it kind of silly. Like, oh, well, they've just forgot to put batteries in the smoke detector, like, after all this. And it was kind of thrown in. You didn't even catch it. It was kind of thrown in. At the end of the episode. So, I don't know. I'm hoping we get more next week. But I do feel like we're close. But every time we felt like we were close before, this show will like pull the football away from you as if you're Charlie Brown.
I mean, we were there. We thought we were getting it. They ended an episode with the house burnt down. So we thought the next episode was closure. And they haven't mentioned it. They went in just a completely different direction after that.
We were watching the first maybe 5-10 minutes of the episode, and I said, well, we'll never find out what happened to Jack, but at least we get to find out what happened to William's cat. Like, thank God.
Yeah, this is an ugly cat.
Was an ugly cat. And we found out who he wrote that poem about, like in the same episode. You know, they give us something,
they
explain it fully, but this they can't explain to us. Let me ask a couple more questions about this episode. Kevin, he's not being very nice to Miguel. Does he not like Miguel?
Yeah, we kind of done this already. Obviously, he just doesn't want anybody in that role trying to be his father. I mean, again, it's what the episode last week was a lot about. You know, these shoes no one could ever fill. This saint of a man that may or may not have been the saint they've made him out to be over all these years.
Well, I did like how Miguel kind of stood up for himself, and he said, "Hey, jerk! Like I'm her husband, and I'm right here because you screwed up and because you hurt her, and now I'm here to protect her from you." Yeah, there you go, Miguel. He's been.
Well, I think Kevin kind of admired that. He's there. You know, he obviously cares about his mother. He's protecting her. He's looking out for her, even if it's against. Because there's even a line. Kevin's like, "You don't have to protect her from me. I'm her son." I'm like, yeah, you're kind of a jerk, too, right now, at least.
Yeah, we even said that during the episode. Where both of us were like, "Kevin's kind of a jerk," and I guess he always has been, but you know, in a very likable way.
Right. Well, of course.
I kind of latch on to Jack's character. I feel like him and I have a lot in common. I liked the scene where they were at the mall and Miguel and Kevin were both like, "Dude, you're too positive. Like, can we just wallow for a minute? Like, you're always trying to give us some inspirational speech." And my wife looks at me like, because that's exactly how I deal with problems. I'm like, "Well, everything's going to be all right. All we got to do is blah, blah, blah." No, sometimes people just want to be unhappy.
Just want to wallow for a second. All right.
He can't do that. That's not who he is. He probably wouldn't be my favorite character if he was more negative. But and one last question. Kate's new friend, Madison. This is a very bizarre friendship. I like when she says, "Oh, I'm so glad I finally have a best friend." Did Kate look to you like she wasn't really interested in being Madison's best friend?
Well, you know, Kate doesn't have a lot of friends, so I don't know if it was that. I think it was shocking. I just don't think she expected it. Like, she really doesn't like this girl. She's growing to have a little bit of respect for her and seeing that obviously she does have real problems, because she'd completely written her off as not worth anybody's time. She thinks she has these problems and she really doesn't, but Kate's finding out she actually really does obviously have some sort of issues. No, I don't think she's too dismissive of the friendship. I think she just was taken by surprise because she did hate her about 5 minutes ago.
All right, I'm going to move on from This Is Us and get into The Handmaid's Tale. And the reason I bring that up is because we said last week, all right, finally, we got to watch the show. It's won every award and yada yada. So we're going to do some homework and we're going to check it out this week. And we both followed up and we both watched. Now, I'm not all the way through the season. I've seen 8 episodes. I think you're pretty close to where I am. I didn't know what I was getting into with The Handmaid's Tale. From everything I had seen, I was expecting some like nice, cozy, like period piece. I don't know, like where people like live in a nunnery or something, and they do maybe some strange or dramatic things. But no, this is set in current times, and it might be the most disturbing thing I've ever seen.
So, yeah, I know. I always think back to the 90s when you and I were getting into more like independent films, and your prerequisite, you always used to say, like, the first thing you looked for in a movie was, have I seen this movie before? And I could very safely say about halfway through the first 5 minutes of the show that I have not seen this show before. So
no.
We'll go ahead and give it a thumbs up right there from the start.
Well, at the start of episode one, you know, when she's being chased by the police, and I'm like, wait, this isn't, where are the handmaids? Like, this isn't what I was expecting.
Right.
And by the episode one, I'm just confused, and I'm shocked, and I'm disturbed, and I don't think I'm going to be able to sleep. And I'm like, let's watch another episode. Yay.
Yeah, I had caught a promo from, I think it was episode 6 or 7, just before I started watching it on Hulu, and it was her and a husband and a kid in a cabin in the woods, fishing or something. I was like, oh, wait, what? Yeah, same thing. I'm like, well, this is not, where are the handmaids? Right, where are the nun-looking outfits? This is not what I've seen at the award shows.
Yeah, I guess I was expecting, like, I don't know, colonial America or something. But it's a very interesting story where the United States has been overthrown by religious zealots, and I guess the best way I can describe it is all the women in the country have been enslaved and put into some kind of a job. Some of them are the aunts who are like the teachers or the programmers.
Right.
Some of them are the Marthas, who I guess are the cooks or, you know, the keepers of the
house. Basically.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes. And then the rest of the women are handmaids, who I guess their main job is to have babies.
Right. So one of the reasons for societal breakdown is that everyone has become infertile, and they kind of have glossed a little bit on that may have something to do. You know, there's a little bit of a like, hey, some of this stuff might could happen. Like, there's a little bit of a touch of, like, you know, pollution and technology and things. And now, like, a small portion of the world is actually able to conceive. So the ones that can become very important to the future.
They enslave these women, and they, you know, in some cases are tortured, or in one case, you know, someone's eye was taken out, and then they're just, like, forced to just have children with men who they don't even know.
Right.
And
like for high society now, yeah, we have to point out they're not having their own children. They don't get to just procreate to keep the human race going. They are doing it for specific families. They live with and procreate for specific families, basically the leaders, the higher-ups. They call them commanders.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good point. You know, and we asked for people to, you know, recommend this show or not, and people told me it was good, and it is. You know, I feel like I'm talking negatively about it. No, it was fascinating. I could not look away. We watched 5 episodes the first night.
I think I told you this before. After the first episode, I was like, okay, this is interesting, smart, clever. Yeah. I'm not sure if this is something I want to watch. Like, I get it. It's smart. It's dark. You know, I can see why award shows love this show. And then I watched another episode, and I basically had to cancel everything I'm doing for the next 7 days or however long it's going to take me to watch every episode that is available of this show.
Yep. And because it's set in modern times, you know, there is modern humor and modern references. So I guess overall thoughts, you know, it sounds like you're all in on this one.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I love it. Yeah, it's and the main thing I'm liking about it right now is every episode is different. Just when you think you're, like, in a flow and you know where you're going, you know, because it's not just her character. I mean, the award shows is Elizabeth Moss, and it shows her on the poster, and it is a Handmaid's Tale. It is her tale. But,
right.
I mean, the episode I just watched was all about the wife of the commander that she lives with.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and that's a whole other story. Like, we're getting a whole other perspective of this world now. So...
Yeah, and
it's never the same show twice.
And I love that they do the flashbacks with different characters, and you get to see what they were before the revolution or the apocalypse or whatever it is. It's very much like Walking Dead, where you sometimes will go back and see what a character was before the zombies came. And so I like how they do that. I don't know. I don't know who to recommend this show to. Is it too disturbing for a mass appeal audience?
Yeah, my wife was like, I don't think I want to watch that. And I said, you don't. I mean, I definitely know. Mass appeal is not the right word. Yeah. We had heard it was dark.
Yeah.
They make jokes at the award shows about that it's not for everybody. It's not like blood and guts.
Right, that's true.
It's dark subject matter.
Yeah, that's well said. I guess instead of disturbing, maybe shocking is just a better word.
Right.
Well, I'm all in, and there's a season 2 coming in April, so I got the free month trial of Hulu so I could watch this. So I guess now Hulu has suckered me. I'm going to have to pay him at least for 1 month.
Well, it's funny because I think we talked about how, you know, the reason I was waiting and the reason I hadn't watched is, you know, that's the only thing. And I looked through Hulu. I'm like, okay, Hulu, free trial. I don't think there's anything else on there that interests me. It's almost odd that an AMC or an HBO or even Netflix didn't take this show. It's weird that, I mean, because it's really good from start, so it's weird that it ended up somewhere that didn't already have a flagship show.
Coming back in April, read a couple of other things that might interest you. Blacklist is coming back for another season. Westworld is coming back for season 2 this spring.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. I feel like these shows are starting and they're waiting longer than a year to come back. I mean, shows we were talking about already this time last year aren't even don't even have dates for season two yet.
Walking Dead will be back, I think, the last Sunday in February. Saturday Night Live is new this week with Jessica Chastain. Did you watch last week's episode with Sam Rockwell, your favorite?
I did. I really like him. I have to say, it wasn't my favorite episode, but I really like him.
Did he?
I'm not sure he'll be back. I'm not sure he was a good fit for that.
Did he drop an F-bomb in the first sketch? Or
was going to say, in the first 4 minutes, he sure did.
That's how you know you're not getting invited back, when you mess up the first sketch.
To me, it was hilarious because it was a sketch about, like, Mr. Wizard's World. He was like a scientist on a TV kids show talking to children. Right. And the first thing he does is cuts them out.
What are you, bleeping stupid? Yeah. All right, so this weekend we've got a couple it's almost sad to say we got a couple more football games left. I guess these two this weekend and then the Super Bowl. That's all we got.
That's it.
What are your thoughts? I'll give you the teams here. You got the Jaguars versus the Patriots. Who you got?
Yeah. I mean, I'm never going to say the Patriots, even though it's probably going to be another stupid Patriots Super Bowl. I hope the Jaguars can pull the upset. They did last week.
Mm-hmm. Maybe the better question is, if the Patriots are in the Super Bowl, will you watch it?
I'm sure I'll watch it. I'll root for whoever else is in there.
NFC Championship game, you got the Eagles and the Vikings.
We got a lot of friends, Eagles fans. I'm kind of rooting for them, but again, I almost kind of think that one's in the bag, too. I kind of think Minnesota, New England is probably your Super Bowl.
No, that's a good pick. I would watch that game. Vikings and Patriots, the Vikings being the sentimental favorite because they haven't been there in about 50 years, and the Patriots, the team you love to hate because they've been there every year for the last 50 years. So.
Right.
All right, I'll check it out this weekend, and we'll get back and talk more next week. Maybe we'll have some answers on Jack, but I ain't going to count on it. Have a good weekend, man.
All right, man, later.